It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, so I have the amazing Terry Lemerand here with me on this segment. We're going to talk about your bladder, yep, that's it, and strengthen it. Why? Because it's so important. Now, one of the things that I experience in my practice, both for men and for women, and I have a pretty, a lot of women do come to see me because quite honestly, they're the consumers, I think, of natural health, and they bring it to their family. But when they do bring it to their family, they usually tug their husbands in as well. One of the things that I actually have to elicit, and I've got, I've been doing this for quite a while now, and I'm good enough to go, okay, I am not going to rely on my patient to actually offer this information. I'm going to go in and get it because I think it's important. And quite honestly, the reason that they don't offer it is it's embarrassing. And that is a weak bladder that subsequently results in incontinence, whether it's stress incontinence, so you sneeze throughout the day, or I'm a big CrossFit athlete, so some of it is doing double unders with the jump rope. And men have the same issue, usually mostly at night because they're getting up to pee all the time. Terry, we've got some great research that shows the amazing benefit of a particular herb that most people don't know about, I don't think, Arctic Angelica. So welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the air, Dr. Holly.
It's always my pleasure.
Well, this is a really, I think, very serious problem because, like you said in the introduction, people just are afraid to ask for help for their bladder. Mm. They're wearing either an extra pad, they're wearing some kind of protection. It's embarrassing, and they're afraid to share that information with somebody. But there is so much you can do today to help people with weak bladders. They have incontinence, they have bedwetting. Even for children or for young adults, people that just sometimes they sneeze or they cough or even laugh, and they can actually have bladder leakage. And sometimes it's very embarrassing, and sometimes they even have to wear extra clothing for it because it's right. Such a problem. But there is really good research now coming out of Iceland. They have a plant that grows wild all over Iceland, and it's so predominant in Iceland that they said, what is this plant and why don't we do something with it? So they started doing research, and they found out that it's called Arctic Angelica, or otherwise, more botanically, it's Angelica archangelica. And they use a water extraction of the leaves in the upper portion of the plant. They don't use the root, but the upper portion of the plant, it's a water extraction process, no solvents except water. And then they put it into a dried pill form, and they just take one or two tablets a day. And within just a few days, even for men and women, in fact, men think they have a prostate problem, but in actuality, it's a bladder problem at night.
That's
bladder
why they're
issue. They're not
sure.
Getting up because of the prostate. So yeah. This has been helpful for both men and women.
I love it. And I think it's amazing how nature just reflects nature. I mean, for example, you take a watermelon, right? And what does watermelon have a lot of? It has a whole heck of a lot of water. But guess what? If you eat the watermelon seeds, it's like it's like stronger than a loop of Henle diuretic, than Lasix. It is such a strong diuretic. Same sort of thing I would point to, I guess, would be, let's look at the hemisphere or the halves of a walnut. It looks exactly like the right and left hemisphere of your brain, for as many brains that I've seen in my cadaver labs and such. And so, but what is a great, what's the fatty sources and the phytonutrients in a walnut are amazingly researched for increased cognitive health. So brain health, once again, in my opinion, and this is research that I'm starting to understand more, you've got this plant that, as you said, is all over Iceland. And it's like, Iceland, how can you have like a plant that's all over? It's got to be strong. It's got to be like steel. It's got to be, and it's exactly that. It strengthens the bladder. And I love the point that you make regarding men and prostate, because a lot of times when they're getting up, they just think prostate. Why? Probably because of the direct-to-consumer messaging from the drug companies. I'm just going to say, and they think prostate, and it's not that at all. And here we've got an effective and safe remedy, natural remedy, for the issue at hand, which is probably bladder. Would you agree?
Oh, I would agree, and I think that what we really have to take into consideration is that they look for the right plant. And this is sometimes confusing for a lot of people that are shoppers. they go into health food stores or they go someplace to buy the product, and they're looking for Angelica Angelica. And there are a lot of Angelica species, and they aren't all the same. You have Angelica sinensis, which is the Chinese form, which is Dan Quai.
Dan Quai.
Which really is a great product in itself for female problems, but it's not going to have any effect on the bladder. And the Angelica Archangelica strengthens the walls of the bladder, strengthens the muscles of the bladder. In fact, I've seen some reports from ladies who say, as I get older, I really feel my bladder has dropped. And one lady said, when I bend over, I just get this feeling that it's going to fall out. And this strengthens that bladder wall, strengthens the muscles that hold the bladder in place, because it's a muscle, and you have to have strength there. And the Angelica Archangelica strengthens the wall, strengthens the muscles that hold the bladder in place. And also, the bladder is about the size of a grapefruit. But the Angelica actually strengthens the size of it, increases the volume of it and the capacity of it, so the ladies can hold more. Now, that we hope that, you know, there's time when they do have to empty it. But they can go longer. They don't have to look for a place to stop every once in a while. They don't have to worry about going into a theater or driving a distance or looking for a bathroom every time they go someplace because they fear they won't find one. But this is going to help them actually get over that fear.
So, you know, the last thing I want to do is put all this great, exciting information out there because this is huge. And you're right. It's a quality of life issue. Not only is it embarrassing for people to talk about, they're not forthcoming to get help. If they do get help with their regular, quote unquote, Western conventional doctor, they might be going in the wrong direction. But it's a quality of life issue because, as you said, they're having to taper their plans to make sure that there's a facility that they can use. So strengthening not only the bladder wall, but increasing the capacity so you can hold more. It's always what I think we try to do when it comes to stress. I always like those adaptogens, right? So you can kind of like a fuse lengthener. You can lengthen that fuse so you can adapt better to the chronic stressors that we have. Same thing that's going on here. So this is actually, as I know about this particular product and how it's been manufactured, it's in a product called SagaPro. So that's SagaPro. And you can certainly find it. I think Google is the best place to go, SagaPro. I have used it in my practice, both with men, both with women, having incredible results. And I have to tell you, when there's research that comes out like with something like this, there's good manufacturing. As you said, there's no solvents used. This is a water extract. And you've got the efficacy and the safety in a natural plant. I just want to shout to the skies and just let everybody know about it because it's a huge problem.
And, you know, Dr. Holly, a lot of women have to wear extra pads. I saw one case report where a lady was wearing two extra pads when she was playing tennis because she was very active. She was a nurse, and sometimes because of her heavy duties, lifting people, helping people up, helping people into wheelchairs, putting a lot of strain on their back, putting a lot of strain on their body, actually it was affecting her bladder. And within a few days, she didn't have to wear a pad when she worked in the hospital. When she played tennis, she could reduce from two pads to one pad. We've seen people with interstitial cystitis that this lady was going to the bathroom six or eight times a night, down to one or two times a night instead of six or eight times. Her burning bladder was down, reduced 50%. She was elated. She said she had tried medicines and different drugs for a number of years. Nothing worked. And the Angelica was just so superior to any medications that she used previously that she was elated.
That's amazing. So once again, you think about quality of life. If your weak bladder or decreasing capacity bladder is keeping you up at night and you're not only not sleeping a long time, but you're not sleeping consistently throughout those four very, very important levels of sleep, you're not getting the parasympathetic rest, relax, repair that we all need so much in these modern days to take us into our days that are so busy and full of things that we have to connect with and manage. It's another quality of life issue. So here we go. All right, this is SagaPro. It is the manufactured Archangelica Angelica. Say it again, Terry, the herb itself.
Angelica Archangelica.
There you go. Okay, in SagaPro, you can find it at EuropharmaUSA.com or TerryNashley.com. Terry Lemeron, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you soon.